Mud is a tie that binds set netters together. Some are better at traipsing through it than others. We found three fishermen who couldn't stop gushing about it.
I love, for some reason, the mud, and that's like a very personal reason that I would love Neshekeg Point and set netting, but I happen to be one of those people who just loves walking in it, picking fish in it, dragging stuff through it. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like a visceral sensation that's really satisfying to me, and it probably also has to do with the fact that it is my first experience here, and it was special to me.
So I signed on a pole in Bristol Bay, and here is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of mud flats.
Part of set netting is getting up close and personal with the mud. It's a mud experience, yes.
Do you guys make him go out and do this every night?
We take turns. We take turns. It's not always Piper.
Feels like it's always me.
Oh my god. That's what set netting's all about, is building character.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Look at that. Look at all that energy. Yeah. Piper's got the right attitude, I think. Anybody who can run back through the mud and like with a smile on his face is okay in my book, yeah.
I was unable to make my way through the mud as nicely as some practice individuals. I took a roll or two, but what an adventure, what an opportunity. All them sockeye
swimming by. So Neshekeg Point, there's a sparkle to that spot, and the people that go there generation after generation and year after year make the community really superb. And being able to, if you want to, knock on your neighbor's cabin door after a tide and like have dinner, play a game of cribbage, or take a walk on the beach is really amazing, and it's not something that's really afforded the Drift community. The Drift community gets their community time here in the boatyard, which is fun, but not nearly as beautiful, and also it's a lot more temporary because we go out in the water, and from there it's mostly radio talk and waves from a distance.
You kind of lease a spot of mud here, and like, if we're not fishing here, someone can come here and set a net out, but if we kind of come up and say we want to fish here, they have to leave, basically. So we've gotten to know this patch of mud here pretty well.
As I've shared it with my siblings and people that are closer to me and really know that I am a city girl, this is not my persona, and how out of the box this was, and what a fabulous experience.
That doesn't mean I don't absolutely love drifting, but yeah, for me, set netting is like my first love. You know, there's a place and a nostalgia held dearly for first loves and, you know, hometowns and things like that. And for me, that's Neshekeg Point and set netting.
That was Alana Kansaku Sarmiento, who has left set netting to drift with the fishing vessel Marion Ruth. We also heard from Matt Crimp, who set nets Upper Coffee Point, and Karen Marks-Miller, who fished at Clark's Point last year. KDLG's Austin Fast produced that piece, and it's set to the song Miles and Miles of Mudflats by John Broderick and Jay Speakman.